Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
17 minute na 10, the International Labour Organization has declared 12 June as World Day Against Child Labour, a day dedicated to raising awareness and activism to prevent child labour. The theme for 2025 is Progress is Clear, but there's more to do. Let's speed up efforts. And a serious organised crime investigation unit of the Hawks deal with human trafficking investigation as part of their work, a part which includes child labour. Nou, soos ek gesê het, in die ateljee vanoggend, baie groot voorreg om te verwelkom vir Lieutenant Colonel Zweli Mobeledi from the Free State Hawks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Nice to have you also here in the studio this morning. Like we mentioned in the introduction, it is today World Day Against Child Labour. What exactly is child labour?
Well, good morning to you and to the broader listenership. Let me first start by expressing our gratitude for the opportunity that you have granted us. This is the second of the interviews that we did in a short space of time, and we have seen the impact even with the first interview that we had.
Yes.
The easiest way perhaps to answer what child labor is to look at the pieces of legislation that regulate what child labor is and what the contraventions are. Of course, chief will be the Constitution of the Republic, looking specifically at Section 28, where it identifies certain rights for children which they are entitled to. For example, a right to a name and nationality, a right to family care, to parental care, to appropriate alternative care. When removed from the family, they have a right to shelter, to basic nutrition, a right to be protected from maltreatment, from neglect,
yes,
from abuse and degradation. So it's a right to be protected from exploitative labor practices, for work or services that are inappropriate for a person of the child's age, or the things that could be placing the child at risk or depriving the child of the opportunity to be educated, to be in class. There are many other rights, of course, but specifically looking at child labor, we would like to focus on those. There are other pieces of legislation. When you look at Chapter 18 of the Children's Act, which specifically protects children from being trafficked.
Yes.
Which is a major concern for us. But Basic Conditions of Employment Act prohibits children under the age of 15 from being employed. The argument is that a child who is under 15 should be of school-going age. So they should be in class being educated. Once you take them in your employ, it means you are taking them away from this basic right.
Correct.
Of course, it is important to verify age when you employ them. For instance, check the person's age from their identity book. So those are the things that you should be checking. But 15 downwards, they shouldn't be employed. But of course, there would be certain exceptions. For example, a child could be under the age of 15, but they have a certain talent, they are artistic in a certain way. Take for example a child that is good in sports. They could automatically find themselves being remunerated for what they do, but even in those circumstances, one still has to approach the Department of Labor and get the necessary permits that allows the child to be employed.
Now, my next question is, in which circumstances may a child be allowed to be employed?
When a child is, as I said, certain exceptions where a child may be statistic, is expressing themselves to be talented in a certain area, they are remunerated for it. A child between the ages of 15 and 18, even though they are still of school-going age, they may be employed, but their work must be appropriate for the child. For example, it must not endanger the child. It must not deprive them of their right to education, as I said earlier. So there are certain circumstances where the law does permit for one to employ a person who is of that age.
Ons gesels met Luitenant-Kolonel Zweli Mobeledi van die Vrystaat Valke. Please give us examples of instances of child labor and how does that also occur?
Child labor takes different forms, but any contravention of the legislation that I've already outlined would be deemed as part of child labor. But the examples in mining industry, for example, I suppose it is because of the nature of the work, and also considering that it puts them under a certain risk. There could be certain hazardous chemicals that are there being used, so a child should not be there. We have had instances in the past where in the agricultural sector, in farming specifically, you find that children of school-going age have been employed. It does happen in the taxi industry where they are being used as marshals. They do not drive per se, but they sort of get other responsibilities. But that is still part of employment. In other countries, we are fortunate because we do not have wars in South Africa, fortunately. But in other countries, you do find children being employed in the army, where they actually go out and engage and they are trained as soldiers. So we do not have that, luckily, in South Africa. They can be employed as domestic workers, either to clean the house, to do gardening, and so on. In the manufacturing factories, where we manufacture certain products, sometimes they can be employed there as well. In most instances, you'll find that it is children who are from outside the country. Unfortunately, that's how it happens. In retail, there has been instances in the past. Luckily, in the Free State, we do not have as many examples of child labor. But the most recent one that I can think of is an incident in Rediesburg, where the police and the Department of Home Affairs were conducting a normal operation, where they were just checking the documents, if people are legally in South Africa and so on. So they were visiting different visiting shops that to check that the foreigners there are well documented. At this one shop, they found there was a 14-year-old who was working there as a cleaner. This child was being paid about $1,000 per month.
Wow.
And then as they started interrogating the shopkeeper, they found that, no, they... Even though the child is being paid $1,000, it is not going directly to the child. There's someone else who is also from Malawi who's getting this $1,000. There was also a third person who was facilitating between the shop owner and this other Malawian. So we were able to arrest all of them and place the child immediately under social development. So we do not have as many examples of child labor in the province itself, but this would be the most recent one.
Which children's rights become violated as a result of child labor then?
It's rights that are listed mostly in the constitution, like the right to education, the right to family care, because in most instances where children of school-going age are employed, you will find that they have been removed from their families, either through force or through deceptive means. They've been promised something and then they end up in a foreign country and they end up as laborers there.
Understand.
So it's protection from abuse, because a child must be under the protection and supervision of parents. So it constitutes child labor if you remove that right from them. It could be a protection from exploitation, really, because anyone, if you take a child to function other things that are not meant to be done by a child, then it means the nature of that relationship is exploitative.
Ons gesels met die Luitenant-Kolonel Zweli Mobeledi van die Vrystaat Valke. Dit is vandag 12 Junie, Wêrelddag teen Kinderarbeid. arbeid of child labor. How can communities assist the police in the fight against child labor then?
Look, I always make the statement that without the communities, it is very difficult for the police to function.
Yes.
Because we rely on people to tell us about the crime that they've heard of, tell us about the crime that they've witnessed. So wherever they see something suspicious, there is a child, you cannot really explain the circumstances. Why is this child here? Why are they not in school? Why are they always in this factory? Why are they working here? You must really take the responsibility to report such instances, because they are really a crime.
Just a last question, contact details, where can people get hold of you guys regarding child labor? Where can they report
this? We regard it as normal crime. The first point where a person can report is with the police. Either physically at the police station, you can approach a police official. You can call the CamStop number, 08600-10111. But other than that, there are certain departments who are charged with these responsibilities, like your Department of Labor and Employment, because they have inspectors within the department who go around checking these things. And they too have the right, where they see that there are contraventions of these laws, to act. Other than that, there's also social workers from the Department of Social Development. They assist a lot, because where you find a child displaced like this, it is important that we take them back and we put them in a place of safety.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Dit was dan ons gesprek vanoggend met Luitenant-Kolonel Zweli Mobeledi van die Vrystaat Valke. Thank you very much for coming in, sir, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
No, thanks.
And I trust we will speak again in the near future.
Thank you very much.